Reading from Surrender Unto Me, Overview of Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 13, Nature, Enjoyer, and Consciousness. Krishna speaking, Text 25. Some perceive the Supersoul within themselves through meditation, others through the cultivation of knowledge, and still others through working without fruit of desires. Comment. The Supersoul is the object of knowledge, jnana, and three different methods of perceiving him are herein described. Meditation refers to an Astanga yogi meditating on Paramatma. Cultivation of knowledge refers to a Sankhya yogi practicing the instructions of Lord Kapila to know the Supersoul. Srila Baladev Vidyabhusana states that the practitioners of Sankhya yoga have philosophy as their prime means and meditation as their secondary means. Working without fruit of desires refers to Nishkam Karma Yoga. Srila Baladev Vidyabhusana says that such persons may seek philosophical knowledge or meditate, but their primary means of understanding the Supersoul is detached work. Krishna has extensively discussed all three paths in the first six chapters of the Gita. Can one advance if he cannot meditate, pursue Sankhya, or practice Nishkam Karma Yoga? 26. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. Comment. Hearing with faith from authorities has great potency. The final section of this chapter, text 27 to 35, summarizes the information already presented and explains how to distinguish the Kshetra from the Kshetrajna. O chief of the Bharatas, know that whatever you see in existence, both the moving and the non-moving, is only a combination of the field of activities and the knower of the field. Comment. Srila Baladev Vidyabhusana explains that Prakriti and the Jiva have been united since time immemorial. Krishna continues to describe their separate individual existences in the next verse. 28 and 29. One who sees the Supersoul accompanying the individual soul in all bodies, and who understands that neither the soul nor the Supersoul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, he actually sees. And 29. One who sees the Supersoul equally present everywhere, in every living being, does not degrade himself by his mind. Thus, he approaches the transcendental destination. Comment. One should neither be disturbed nor envious. He must act properly and see the Supersoul, the ultimate sanctioning agent, present in all beings. 30. One who can see that all activities are performed by the body, which is created of material nature, and sees that the self does nothing, he actually sees. Comment. This verse explains further the knowledge given in text 21. I, the soul, am the cause of various sufferings and enjoyments, but I do nothing. Only the material nature acts. For the purpose of engendering humility, it is stressed herein that the individual soul does nothing. 31. When a sensible man ceases to see different identities due to different material bodies, and he sees how beings are expanded everywhere, he attains to the Brahman conception. Comment. All bodies must one day cease to exist. Therefore, when we see many different individuals, we should stop seeing them as their field of activities. The Kshetrajna, both the soul and the Supersoul, have nothing to do with matter. That is Brahman vision. What does a person with Brahman vision see? 32. Those with the vision of eternity can see that the imperishable soul is transcendental, eternal, and beyond the modes of nature. Despite contact with the material body origin, the soul neither does anything nor is entangled. Comment. Krishna states clearly that only the body changes. The soul is eternal and changeless. As the soul is nevertheless within his body, does he combine with it? 33. Krishna says, the sky, due to its subtle nature, does not mix with anything, although it is all-pervading. Similarly, the soul situated in Brahman vision does not mix with the body, though situated in that body. Krishna answers by saying that matter and spirit do not mix. 34. O son of Bharata, as the sun alone illuminates all this universe, so does the living entity, one with the body, illuminate the entire body by consciousness. Come. Here Krishna offers a second example to explain the point he just made in text 33. Finally, he gives a one-verse chapter summary, 35. Those who see with eyes of knowledge the difference between the body and the knower of the body, and can also understand the process of liberation from bondage in material nature, attain to the supreme goal. Comment. As suggested by the chapter title, Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness, this chapter describes material nature, the supersoul, and the living entity. Srila Prabhupada sums up the chapter's main points in his purport. Here's from Srila Prabhupada's purport. The purport of this 13th chapter is that one should know the distinction between the body, the owner of the body, and the supersoul. One should recognize the process of liberation as described in verses 8 through 12. Then one can go on to the supreme destination. One can understand that this body is matter. It can be analyzed with its 24 elements. The body is the gross manifestation, and the subtle manifestation is the mind and psychological effects, and the symptoms of life are the interaction of these features. But over and above this, there is the soul, and there is also the supersoul. The soul and the supersoul are two. This material world is working by the conjunction of the soul and the 24 material elements. One who can see the constitution of the whole material manifestation as this combination of the soul and the material elements, and can also see the situation of the supreme soul, becomes eligible for transfer to the spiritual world. These things are meant for contemplation and for realization, and one should have a complete understanding of this chapter with the help of the spiritual master. Hare Krishna. That's the end of chapter 13, and Krishna willing, we shall continue soon. Hare Krishna.